Australians on the lowest wages are set to get some relief from the struggle to find the cash to pay for the weekly groceries. The Fair Work Commission increased the national minimum wage by 3% today, which will increase the minimum wage to $19.49 an hour on the 1st of July. That gives those employees an extra $21.60 a week. Is that enough to ease the burden for the lowest paid? Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
Soon, many full-time Australian workers will take home an extra $21 a week, bringing their weekly wage to just over $740. But is that enough to ease the stress of living on the minimum wage?
Let's put it this way. If you have a mortgage that you need to service, if you have day-to-day expenses, you would probably need at least $1,000+ a week.
Not enough. Not enough. There's people who've got bills, phone bills, electricity bills. Some people have to take kids to creche, childcare, and the list goes on.
Last year, low-paid workers received a 3.5% pay rise. But in delivering today's decision, Fair Work Commission President Ian Ross said the economy couldn't absorb an increase like that this time around. He said 3% was high enough to lift workers' living standards, but low enough so as not to hurt businesses' bottom lines.
We are satisfied that the level of increases we have decided upon will not lead to any adverse inflationary outcome, and nor will it have any measurable negative impact on employment.
But those representing small businesses disagree, warning the non-negotiable pay rise could force bosses to sack workers.
I think that's the kind of stress and pressure our members are under around Australia, that they cannot afford to pay, do or add any more cost to what they have right now. Their decision will be to cut hours. They may cut jobs, but they certainly won't be employing any new people.
Joss de Bruin is the CEO of Master Grocers Australia, representing around 3,000 independent supermarkets, liquor and timber and hardware stores, where many low-paid workers are employed. He says the problem is that too many businesses don't have any extra cash to give their employees.
So net-net, our businesses haven't grown. Our margins have absolutely depleted. And when you add in energy costs, when you add in rates, land tax, payroll tax, they don't seem to decrease. So having now to pay even more, another 3%, just really does add that unnecessary pressure.
What would you consider a fair increase in percentage terms?
Well, we did state 1.2%.
So where do we find that balance between, you know, accepting the fact that businesses pay a cost for living, for lifting the minimum wage, but also allowing people to get ahead if they want to?
I can only speak on behalf of our industry, though, David, that we want to employ more people. We want to pay them more. We do. But at the moment, it's really tough out there.
But some analysts believe businesses are more resilient than that. Joe Masters is the chief economist of accounting firm EY.
Well, I'm not sure that we know that a 3% increase will put jobs at risk. And it's interesting that the Fair Work Commission made the point that they hadn't seen any impact on employment from the previous 2 years' increases, which were both above the 3% that we've got this year. But I think if you were talking about a substantially larger wage increase, which some in the economy were calling for, then it's quite possible you could have had an employment impact.
Low wage growth has become one of the biggest problems facing the Australian economy. The hope is that boosting the pay packets of millions of Australia's minimum and award wage earners, other pay packets around the country will also lift, boosting the entire economy, as Sydney University industrial relations expert John Buchanan explains.
There is always an echo of this kind of decision. So setting wages is always a messy business, and having a clear number from an authoritative source like the Commission has quite some impact.
Earlier this year, Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe told a parliamentary committee he supported a 3.5% increase in the minimum wage, arguing stagnant household incomes were a threat to the economy.
Business reporter David Taylor.